This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as our one for seniors, and that's seniorresourceofcolorado.com. Well, we're glad to have a new partner with us on Haystack Help, and it's M4 Roofing and Gutters, and they're located right here in Englewood, and it's great to have the owner, Kevin Trisna, with us. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, roofing, man, talk about a competitive field, man. Couldn't you pick something else?
It's crazy only a business, few people for sure. Very competitive.
Yeah. So, quick question for you. What does hail really do to roofs? I mean, you don't think about it just pitter-pattering up there a little bit, but, I mean, how does it really damage?
Sure. What happens with the hail, normally the size of the hail needs to be about golf ball size in order to really damage shingles.
Okay.
And the damage occurs when the granules get knocked off the shingle and therefore accelerates the service life. So if you had a 25-year shingle, you're not going to see holes in the roof, which sometimes people who think they know a lot.
Right.
Look for holes. There aren't going to be holes. It's just now your 25-year shingle is probably reduced to a 10-year shingle, and that's when the insurance company steps up, and that's why they replace it.
Sure. So you've been doing this a long time. So how has the materials changed over the years of what we're seeing now in roofs?
You know, the materials have changed not a whole lot. They still have the granules on top of the shingles. They have phased out organic shingles. They had those in the past. They have introduced over the last 10 years impact resistant shingles, and those can help cut people's premiums on their insurance. However, they're not impact proof.
Sure.
And some people hear impact resistant and they think, boy, it would be great not to have another roofing project in my hands. Right. So the impact resistant is something that's been new over the years, as well as some of the steel roofs as well. So there's lots of different.
Now, do you guys do commercial and residential?
Yes, sir. Okay. Both commercial and residential.
All right. And I remember the other day I asked you in your office, kind of what area do you service? And you named other states. So, I mean, you'll go kind of anywhere.
We'll go anywhere.
That's a good job.
Correct. Yeah, we do have an office also down in Colorado Springs, and we're looking to open one up in the Fort Collins area this year.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the whole Front Range covered, as well as going out of state, which is how I got to Colorado, but we're staying put in Denver for this year.
Sure. So what is really the first step as a homeowner? Let's say we have a hailstorm. You're not sure if it did your roof damage or not. What should be the first step for a homeowner? Call their agent?
I believe calling their insurance agent should be the very first step.
Okay.
There's lots of companies out there that will knock on doors. You don't know where they're from. So to get a recommendation from the insurance company, I think, is the very first step that they should do.
Right. And, it's certainly not a bad thing, and we've said this for years on our show, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it be windows or roofing, whatever, it's not a bad thing for somebody to knock on your door. Maybe a good, aggressive local company that's just trying to get, business. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why we're here today. But you want to be very careful about just, someone coming to your door, and especially when I say very careful, don't be very careful. Just don't do this. Don't sign anything at your door.
That's correct. They have a lot of really, really good salesmen or door knockers that are friendly. And the last thing they're going to say is, hey, we're really bad at what we do and we don't follow up, but please sign with us anyways.
Right.
So we do have canvassing teams that go out. We're aggressive. We like to service the customers. However, checking with your agent, I think, and not signing anything at the doors is your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just talk about how you guys work. So if you go to someone, let's say, or they call you, I mean, then do you all just come out and get on the roof then and do an inspection?
That's correct. Yeah, we do like to inspect the roof first before they file a claim, because some companies will actually knock on anybody's door and tell you they can offer you a free roof, and that's great news. However, that might not be the truth.
Sure.
So we always like to advise our customers not to call and file a claim, which is different than calling your agent for a recommendation. And then we go out there and do a visual inspection of the roof. And then at that point, if we determine there's enough damage to file a claim, we'll assist the customer in making that happen.
Right. Again, Kevin Tresna is with us. This is M4 Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. You can find them at haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And they are a great local company right here. And as Kevin just mentioned, they're looking at opening a couple other offices. So we highly recommend them. Now, when you get on the roof, and let's say, you know, half of it's damaged. I mean, how does that work with the insurance company when one half has some damage and the other half doesn't? Will they usually go ahead and replace it all?
Yeah, they'll go ahead and replace it all because normally you'll find some damage on the other slopes.
Okay.
So, and most of the insurance companies are, when there's damage like that, they're willing to look hard on the other half and work with the customers. It's just that if you get on the peripheral of the storm and there's light damage, then it's a little bit harder to have them work with you and replace the entire roof.
Sure. We work with a group insurance analyst, and we do some shows with them about homeowners policies. And I say this all the time, most people really don't know what their homeowners policy says about a roof. And there can be some ginormous shocks to the person when they figure out what their deductible is.
That's correct.
So people really need to look at their policies and understand what's covered, don't they?
Right, and many times they don't understand until we get out there and we read what the adjuster writes up, and every once in a while they're in for a big surprise. Mm-hmm. So it does help to contact your agent, or we're very well versed in understanding the policy and can assist them in that whole process of getting a file claimed and completed.
What's usually the time frame from when someone can call you? And I realize depending on weather and a lot of different things, and, you know, you get busy. I mean, is it usually a 2 or 3 months or 60 days? I mean, what's it?
It definitely varies, and I'll give you a good example. There's times when a weather event occurs, and one insurance company can have a claims adjuster out there within 2 to 3 days, and then others can take 3 weeks.
Sure.
So right off the bat, there's a difference there just based on the insurance company. When people call within a week of a storm, they can usually have their project wrapped up within 3 to 4 months. But the longer they wait to call, then they're just further back in line. But patience is the one thing we definitely try to preach to customers. And the one good thing about the hail damage industry is, unlike a tornado that rips off sections of the roof,
sure,
the roof is still watertight for the most part.
Right.
So if they're just patient, don't get excited about getting it completed sooner by using someone they don't know. That works against them many times. So if they can just have patience, we'll get there, just like all the other local roofers.
And that's one thing we do with our Senior Resource of Colorado referral list, because a lot of times someone is very good coming at the door of a senior and making them feel panicked.
Right.
You know, hey, your roof's going to fall in because we had the hailstorm. And you don't want to do that.
Oh,
so do not sign anything. So, like, for you to get up on the roof, when we say don't sign something, we've heard of some companies that will say, here's just a release for you to sign for us to get on the roof. But yet, actually, they have signed a contract.
Correct.
Because most of us don't read what we sign.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because that starts the distrust between the customer and the homeowner. And unfortunately, it gives the roofing industry a bad name, but that is what it is. So, again, do not sign anything and just contact the agent.
Right. Now, deductibles. There was a deal several years ago where a lot of companies were going around, hey, we'll pay your deductible and all that.
Right.
But now that's not admissible, right?
It's not admissible, and from what I understand, it never was. But I believe in 2009, there was a company that came in and really took about 100 to 200 customers for their money. And the way they got their money was by telling them they would pay their deductible. So the state got together and really tried to promote the idea that paying deductibles are illegal and the customers legally are responsible to pay their deductible anyway. So if a company tells you they're going to pay your deductible, they probably don't have a whole lot of other good traits to stand on, and that's how they get people to sign up.
You know, I was looking at something in your office here the other day, and you talked about roof certifications. Explain what that is.
Roof certifications come into play when real estate transactions occur. Sometimes the mortgage company that's going to put a lot of money down, they want to make sure that that roof is safe and secure, which is going to protect the rest of the house. So there's a roof certification where a roofer will go out, inspect the roof, determine if it can be certified anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. And from time to time, it can be certified with minor repairs. From time to time, it's hail damaged and they didn't know it. And so everybody going into that transaction really needs to know the condition. Mm-hmm. And we offer those. And we have a pretty big staff, so we're able to quickly respond. Because in that real estate transaction, time is of the essence.
Sure.
And commissions are on the line for the real estate agent, so it can be kind of a frantic time period. But we understand that business, and therefore we put that as a priority to get that type of work done, you know, ASAP.
Right. Now, when the insurance company's called in, they're usually one of your representatives out there at the home when that insurance agent comes out as well?
Yes, we like to be present when the adjuster goes out from the insurance company, just because there's so much language in the industry that the homeowners don't understand. And it is somewhat comical to watch a claims adjuster explain everything to a homeowner, and you can tell the homeowner has no idea what that adjuster is talking about. But since we've been doing this for such a long time and we understand it, then we're able to reiterate what they said and take it from there.
Sure. Once again, their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. Their website is m4roofing.com, so check them out. And real quick before a break, roofing and gutters. So do most of the time you have to replace gutters when you do a roof?
You know, there's so many different scenarios, so it's hard to say most of the time.
Okay.
When you get really big hail that's wind-driven and causes a lot of damage, we ask those homeowners to go ahead and get those gutters replaced. But there's times when they're lightly dented and they don't necessarily need to be replaced.
Okay.
And in the industry, it's common for homeowners to not pay and get the gutters replaced, but then they can start using some of that money towards the deductible. And the insurance adjuster will tell them that as long as they understand they cannot get replaced twice. So if they use the money to help cover the deductible and they get damaged again, then they're not going to pay for it twice.
Well, good. Well, Kevin, this is great information. Glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having some more shows here in the future with you.
Great. It's my pleasure.
303-797-8600, m4roofing.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're going to talk a little automotive now with our good friends from D&D Tire Service. A few stores here in the metro area, and we'll get you that information here in just a moment. But want to welcome in studio Diane Nottingham and Danielle Stewart. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, to talk about automobiles and with women. Wow. Okay. So, you probably know way more than I do, as I mentioned before the show. I don't want to know about it. I just want to know your address, and that way I get taken care of. So we're good. So let's talk about, Diane, I guess we'll start with you a little bit. Give us a little background of how you guys got into this industry, what made you want to get into this automotive deal. You probably ask yourself that daily. But you guys have been doing this a long time, so how to get started?
We started in 1982. And my husband, Dan, which is the other D, he had been in with Goodyear for several years before that. Okay. So we had a chance to become an independent dealer for Goodyear. We did, and we just started our 36th year in business. Wow. April 1st.
Well, that's amazing.
Yep. And we've always had more than one store, but we currently have three. And the locations on those, we have two in Aurora and one down in Parker. So we're at 1691 South Buckley Road, 3431 Chambers Road in Aurora, and 10179 Park Glenway in Parker.
Okay. And you guys are open Monday through Friday and even on Saturdays, and a lot of automotive places aren't open on Saturday for your convenience, but our convenience. So 8 to 5 on Saturday, that's a pretty good deal too.
Yes, yes. And we're full service. Everybody, even though we're D&D Tire Service, everybody thinks we just do tires, mm-hmm. but we don't. We do full service.
Sure.
So,
and I think that's a great thing because, you know, and I mean, I'll be honest, I've bought tires at a discount tire for, but you know what? If you go there, that's all they're looking at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where, and I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you live on air. So when people bring in their car and they're getting tires, do you guys kind of do some checks at everything and just kind of visual inspection at some other things just to see if there's an issue?
Right. There's always a brake inspection done, you know, first and foremost while they've got the tires off and
right.
can get to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do, once we do the tires, we do an alignment check.
Sure.
And that's all free. But, yeah, we have a list of things that we go through and we'll nail down on, mm-hmm. you know, what looks like this or looks like that. If we see any problems, then we note it. We'll give the customer a written estimate.
Right.
And, you know, because everything's right up front. I think that's why we stayed in business for 36 years.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you look at, you know, our quick lube places, mm-hmm. tire-only places, again, that's all they're going to look at because that's all they do.
Right. Yeah.
And
we've been, you know, we've had a good shop. Like I say, we've been in business for so long, and a lot of the customers have been coming in forever and have followed us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they move, they still come to us.
Right.
And, you know, they've said, well, you know, well, gosh, we're across town right now, but, you know, we know where to come to get the service.
Absolutely.
And they've trusted us. So, and that's the biggest thing that Dan wanted to put his reputation on,
mm-hmm.
was trust and you know, taking care of the customer.
Sure,
so
sure.
So that's first and foremost.
Absolutely. And Danielle, you're actually at one of the stores. So now which store are you located?
I am at the 1691 South Buckley Road.
Okay. So now the big guy comes in with a big Ford truck and all of a sudden he walks in. Here's a lady behind the counter. Do they ever like, oh, well, this is nice? Or women, I could see really liking that because
yes.
they feel like, you know, you're going to explain things probably different than a guy would to them.
Correct. And it's comforting to know that to a woman, they're not being taken advantage right. of. And we always encourage the customer to come out to the vehicle in the shop and look at the problems that we're finding.
Okay.
So we invite them to actually see it
right.
for themselves.
So this is kind of a family deal. I mean, is this something that you kind of knew you would get into, or did it kind of just end up that way?
Yeah, it just kind of ended up that way. So
right. Good.
Yeah.
So talk about some of the things, you know, with just service and everything that you guys do quite a bit of.
Oh, I think a lot of with the service, a lot of issues that we run into with the tire pressure monitoring system, mm-hmm. that new system on vehicles, with our cold and hot weather that fluctuates quite
right.
a bit throughout the days, that's enough to trip those sensors. So we see a lot of that and have to educate a lot on there's nothing wrong with your tires. It's just
sure.
the light itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, now they're all built with these sensors and all the different things. And like you say, it
correct.
Can be cold, and all of a sudden you can be several pounds down in pressure.
Correct,
and
yes.
And that's something you don't want to ignore. And in a few minutes, we'll go through some tips on that, too, as well as that. But as far as, you know, the oil changes, all the different things there, how do you guys compete and compare with, like I was talking about, some of the fast lube places? Because I'm sure some people feel like those are better deals.
Right.
But again, I would say, okay, maybe it is a couple of bucks cheaper. I don't know. But I would rather have somebody looking at my entire vehicle
right.
a little bit than just changing the oil and the filter.
And I think it's more of a convenience factor.
Right.
If I'm going to take time off of work or arrange to have somebody follow me to drop my vehicle off in the morning, I would rather know that if they do find something, it can be handled in the same day versus making a different appointment at a different location to take my car because this place only does tires or this one
right.
only does oil changes.
Sure.
We can handle everything at one location.
Great. Once again, this is D&D Tire Service, three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. It's 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker and 3431 South Chambers Road in Aurora. And 1691 South Buckley Road. Again, these are Goodyear stores, but under the brand of D&D Tire Service as well. So as far as, like, different rebates, I was looking at the website today, and, again, these change all the time, but sometimes there's some different deals. Somebody buys four tires. There's some different rebates from manufacturers, too.
Correct. So Goodyear is usually running some sort of promotion where if you buy certain tires, a full set of four of them, they'll run different specials on the rebates that you're eligible for. Mm-hmm. And we also offer the Goodyear credit card, which offers 6 months zero interest financing on any purchases of $250 or more, not necessarily tires, but all
okay.
service work as well.
Good. Financing always helps a little bit.
Yes.
You never know. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Daniel Stewart's our guest, also Diane Nottingham, and again from D&D Tire Service. And talk just a little bit about your staff and, you know, the training that they go through to be up to date on the newer vehicles.
Right. So we continue. We always have ongoing trainings at our locations. Some of it's in-house and some of it's outside of that. Through some of our suppliers, our vendors,
mm-hmm.
and we stay up to date on air conditioning training, any of the new TPMS training, any of the new computers, or any new equipment that we get, we always have a training on that as well.
Right. And, you know, easiest thing, I think, to ignore in a car is tires.
Yes.
There's four under there. That's all I know, you know. But I think, none of us probably go out and just kind of do a visual inspection every day to see if our tires are up or whatever, you know.
Right.
And the only time we look at them bad is when we get a flat,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of times without alignments and different things, and I've even told this people, and I actually had a vehicle several years ago do this, brand new vehicle. I didn't think about maybe taking that to get that aligned because a lot of times when they put those on some of the big trucks with the straps and they'll tighten those wheels in to tie them down on that.
Yes.
And I got uneven wear, you know, and about 10,000 miles on some deals. So even if you get a brand new vehicle, I highly recommend just going and checking the alignment on it.
Absolutely. You should do that at least a couple of times a year mm-hmm. because with our roads and the potholes and...
Right, yeah, potholes.
Easy to knock it out of alignment,
yeah,
yes.
No kidding. So talk about most of the things you can get done in a day, probably,
yes.
I would assume.
Yes.
Sometimes you may have to order some parts or
sure.
do different things. And you work on all makes and models,
all
pretty much?
All makes and models, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that's cool, too. Once again, there's three stores, two in Aurora, one in Parker. And now you're on Facebook. And is there a website as well?
Right.
DNDTireService.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we're close with that. We'll double check that. But you're on Facebook too.
Correct.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can follow them on Facebook and everything. And we're going to work out some specials from time to time and put those on our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com as well as Haystack Help Radio on our Facebook page. And, so, you know, one thing I think that so many people, and it aggravates me, and I'm sure it does you too, when people don't do regular maintenance.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they come in and it's an $1,800 bill.
Correct.
Where if they would have done some little things along the way, $800 each time.
Absolutely.
It would have saved them all this money. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I think it's good that you put down on, you know, things that you recommend.
Yes.
for them to let them know, you know. And I guess you probably prioritize that, hey, this is something we need to keep an eye on, but these two things you need to fix right now.
Absolutely.
And they can come back in, you know, if they say, well, you know, I'll be getting my income tax return. I can do this. And so we always keep a copy of the estimate, too. They'll bring it back in and say, I want this done, and this done. But what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what needs to be corrected first? So we do, you know, we work with the customer a lot on that. Plus, we keep a history. Every time a car comes in, we keep a history on that car as far as what we've done to it. And if we've had a lot of people, well, I'm going to be getting rid of this car, you know, and you know, so on and so forth. And so they'll want a history printed up to see, you know, give to a potential buyer, say, this is what's been done and this is how the car's been kept.
Wow. And that'd be great to have all the records on it at one place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go back quite a ways on some of them.
Wow.
And if I can just add a little bit to that as well. So when a customer comes in for an oil change, we do what's called a fluid analysis, where it's a special paper that the fluid reacts with it. If it's dirty or if it's dark, it will show up on that paper. And that's just another preventative maintenance. You know, you need to flush your power steering or your transmission or your coolant. And we can test the strength of the coolant and let them know from there.
Right, right. Again, there's three stores to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker. 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker, and then 3431 South Chambers Road, and then on Buckley at 1691 South Buckley. And it's D&D Tire Service. Again, these are Goodyear stores. And you mainly carry, real quick, Goodyear,
Dunlop, and Kelly.
And Kelly Tires.
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Good deal. And, I mean, those names have been around forever and ever.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, this has been fun. Well, we'll try to do this another time. But, again, thanks for coming in. And, you know, this is a great thing, too, that I think you guys, Diane, give so much back to the community. And I'll say that for you because
you
do. I mean, you guys, I see at a lot of our banquets on our Sportsman of Colorado show, and, you know, you guys are always donating things and all that and just really giving back to the community. And I think it's another reason why you're successful, you know, because, I mean, you give back and that comes back to you. But, look, we're all looking for places we can trust in every area that we do business. And if you're looking for a great place that'll take care of your automobiles, I highly recommend D&D Tire Service. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here, either on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and I promise you they'll take good care of you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Also joined along with Marie Christine here from our studio. How are you?
Doing great.
Great to see you. Great to welcome in studio Alan Stack. And you've heard Alan here on our show now for several years. Stack Optical. And they got a new home. Wow, when was that? June or July, Alan? Or when
did it was July 1st. July. We opened up in our new home.
July. And that's 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to find. Plenty of free parking, really close to the front door. And I know you were dreading the move back then.
Oh,
I mean,
sure was.
Boy, you were sweating bullets. But now, what a great thing.
Oh, for Stack Optical. It's been wonderful. To have all the new people that have come in and to have clients that have been gone for 10, 15 years because they said, I didn't want to go into Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's great.
But Dad opened up there in the 60s, and Cherry Creek was not Cherry Creek in the 60s. And it's evolved into something that I'm glad I'm not a part of anymore.
Was that building that you were originally in there, was there just not much around you back then? And
well, I don't know if folks remember the Yum Yum Tree. I mean, a lot of old businesses that, all closed down and that type of thing.
Wow.
Everything developed around us, our little medical building there.
Sure. Well, I tell you, to survive in business for that length of time, to me it shows really, one thing, which has a lot of branches off of it, but you know what you're doing and you do things right.
Right. So it's always what's best for the client.
Yeah, good deal. Well, again, Stack Optical, they handle anything that you need with your eyes, and that's from eye exam, eyeglasses, contact lenses. They take care of everything that you need, even repairs, and they can help you out. I wanted to start off today. I was thinking about all the things, and we do some shows with doctors and wellness, and, man, so many people concerned, with all the things with their health. But I got to thinking, what's the most important thing to me in my health, What would it be? And, man, eyesight is right up there, Marie.
Yeah, what's the point of being healthy if you can't see?
Exactly. But what do we ignore a lot unless something's in our eye or all of a sudden we can't see as clear as we used to, then we may go see. But, man, why don't we check on our eyes more?
Exactly, because a lot of times, the eyesight, when all of a sudden you're feeling the symptoms or you're noticing the symptoms, whoa, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The damage has already been done. But if you get that yearly eye exam, we catch stuff so early that with the modern technology and so forth, they can take care of it.
Right.
And it's not that big of a hassle. It doesn't take that much time.
No.
It's not that expensive.
And you went through, so it's been a while. You talk about your experience there with Stack Optical.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. It was quick. It wasn't too expensive. My prescription had just changed a tiny bit, so that little difference, and you know, all of a sudden I'm noticing the leaves on the trees instead of just the branches, and which is always nice. And I like my glasses that I got there, and you know, they're real modern and pretty. So yeah, I enjoyed it. It's really not a big deal. Go do your eye exam.
Yeah, they look great on you as well. So just think, Alan's been doing this. What year were you born, Marie?
1991.
That's just about when I took over the company.
Oh,
really? Wow.
So you must have seen. Yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, how clothing styles have changed since then.
Oh.
The same is true with eyewear, right?
Yes, but boy, it just seems like everything keeps coming back around.
I was just thinking that same thing because my mom used to wear these ginormous glasses that made her eyes look like insect eyes, you know, that magnified them so much. But it's coming back. People are wearing those huge lenses again.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, you know, we're celebrating our 50th year this year, and we found a bunch of advertising from the 60s that we put up in our office. And to see those styles, and half of them are all coming back. it's just something else.
Do you think... Because I know, you know, you think you look so stylish, and then 10 years later, you look back at photos, and you think, what was I doing? I looked like a fool. Do you see any styles yourself where you think, oh, that one should not have resurfaced?
I don't know. I look at some of those big black frames, and I look at my father's picture from the, you know, the early 70s, a big black square frame, and I was like, why does that look dated?
But then,
I look,
Clark.
I look on there, and in the magazines, oh, my God, that's all in style again.
My father again in the magazines.
Right.
Would that be kind of the Clark Kent Superman glasses, the dark?
Very similar.
Yeah, yep. Very. Yep.
Well, and that's where you look at the glasses, not the face.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why nobody recognized Superman. Ooh.
Exactly, yeah. 303-321-1578 is the number, 303-321-1578. Like I said, they do great eye exam. Doctor takes great time with you. And Alan, I hear this over and over from, you know, Marie when she went, of course, myself and other friends that have gone there, is it seems like in our, quote, medical world, boy, we're not feeling much personal attention anywhere we go. But at Stack Optical, you still get that great care and personal attention.
Yeah, I've always tried to partner with older docs that they're willing to do the exam from beginning to end. We don't use techs, and he takes as long as needed. You know, sometimes we get a little bit behind because of it, but our doc is awesome.
Right.
Really
your
takes
doc
the
is,
time.
And so are your other staff members, too. I forget the gentleman's name who helped me pick out my glasses.
Well, Damien retired in Christmas time.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
It might have been Damien. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
But everybody, I mean, I remember it took me forever to pick out which frame I wanted, and he was so patient and just, you know, took out frame after frame from the case and let me try them on, and it was nice not to feel rushed.
Yeah, and the gals that I have with me now are just awesome.
And, you know, it seems like a lot of times I'll mention you to people, and they're like, oh, I just do things online and all this kind of thing. And I always tell them, you know what, there's always going to be a cheaper price for everything in this world, you know.
And sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
We had a gal that got her glasses online, was having some problems, brought them in, and we were pricing them, and it's like we were less than they were. And this is one of those was advertised $6 glasses. But when she went on to order, no, she wasn't getting $6 glasses. By the time they put everything on there, it was $50 more than what it would cost for her to come to us.
Right.
And she ended up having to pay it twice because the ones online didn't work.
Sure. And, you know, the online, too, it's all about not only do you have the right lens and everything that looks right for you, but the fit. And that's
exactly.
You are custom fitting.
Right, because how can you fit a frame that you're trying online, you know, and you don't have the professional help when you're picking out that frame and the actual fitting and so forth? It was an eye opener. This just happened last week.
Wow,
I couldn't believe it when she pulled out the invoice and was like, oh my God, it's one of those online places that advertise $6 glasses, and hers were $400. I said, what? That didn't make sense.
Well, and if they're not, I mean, you wear your glasses every day. If they're not comfortable, what a pain.
Or if you can't see out of them,
that was
her problem.
Problem number one.
First, she thought it was the doc that she went to, so she went ahead and got an exam from our doc as a second opinion. Turns out, no, there really wasn't that much of a change in the prescription. It was just the way they were made.
Sheesh. Don't make a mistake. Your eyes are very, very important. Go to Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you fixed up there. Now, how you do this, I don't know, but I assume you're still offering the eye exam for
$69. $69, yes.
That, what an unbelievable value. I'm not going to say deal because I'm not concerned about the price, but that's a value because of the type of exam, again, the doctor does.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we're not paying tax and this type of thing. He does a good eye exam. He still looks in the back of your eye. He asks you if you want to be dilated. And you don't have to be dilated every year.
Hmm.
But it's a good idea because that opens up the pupils so the doc can really evaluate the retina. But anyway, all that's included.
Right. And Marie, they really took the time there, too, for you to kind of look through styles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I had some glasses before that I really liked the style, and I wanted something similar, and so we took a while to look for something that was just the right color, just the right shape. And it was nice for me to know ahead of time what the price was going to be.
Right.
So I'm not, sometimes you go to any sort of doctor or health place and you have, you're like, oh, what's the bill? I have no idea. I'm right. just going to pay it whatever it is, I guess.
Sure.
So it was nice to know what to expect.
Yeah. And Alan, I mean, when you, what do you see in the future of eyewear? I mean, you go to shows quite a bit, too, to really stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, there's some new technology, especially for folks that have real high minus prescriptions and that kind of stuff that's coming out. I mean, the technology we have now, I think, is amazing. Mm-hmm. How we can make them so much thinner than they used to be. But there's technology out there that they're really even improving on that.
Right. Now, let's talk about, got a few minutes left here, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. Favorite glasses of mine. I use them all the time.
It's really cool. It's a frame that can be adjusted in the field. The lenses can be changed out in seconds, so you can have a set of lenses for golf. You could have a set of lenses for shooting, set of lenses for biking. Whatever you do, I can design a pair of lenses for you, and you just snap them in and out of the same frame.
Right. And hopefully golf is right here around the corner. So, I mean, you've had guys where it said it changed their golf game.
Well, you know, I've noticed a lot of folks are still using gray lenses for golf. And it just doesn't make sense to me. Even if you're light sensitive, that gray lens darkens shadows. Hmm. Well, when you're darkening the shadows, it's pretty hard to see your ball when it goes in the shadows.
Right.
So that's
which mine does quite often. Yeah. Do you have something to find your ball clearer in the woods or underwater?
So anyway, a brown lens is the best. I have a lens that changes depending on the light conditions, but the base color is brown. It gets darker brown. But, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. I need to, you know, sit down with you and discuss because there's also different, you know, some people can play golf in progressives. I'm one of them. But some other ones, I can't read the greens in these things.
Sure.
So I'll put a little reading area off to one side or the other just so they can see the scorecard. But they have a nice, clear vision in front of their eyes.
Right. You know, in closing real quick, a lot of places, box stores have opened all these different things from hearing aids to glasses and all that. But, and I'm not saying there's not some good people in some of those, but for the most part, you are not getting someone that has experience like you guys at Stack Optical that's going to make all the right recommendations for you.
Right, and we stand behind it.
Yeah.
If, you know, something we do for you doesn't work, bring it back. I'm going to change it.
Right. Alan will take care of you, just like he took care of Marie.
That's right.
Just
thank
like
you, Marie.
He took care of me as well.
Thank you, Scott.
And 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. Once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. That's at Monaco and Evans. And like I say, free parking right by the front door. It could not be more convenient. Don't neglect your eyesight. Give them a call today, 303-321-1578. And as I always like to say, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us, Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years. And they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome, John, back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we're in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. And then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, you know, one of those things that happens as you age. When I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear of some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say, boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component. We're concerned with price action, because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see. If you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors likes to say. We t- tend to filter out the news. A lot of times the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the mm-hmm. wrong time. And we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before this segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's so many. I think there are more self-help books on diet and investing than any other
right.
kind. And frankly, you know, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, you know, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency. Mm-hmm. You know, trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the academy when it gets down to it.
Right. As I mentioned, I saw you in one of your TV deals the other day, and you used a couple of words. You said skill set. You know, so it takes some discipline for this.
Yeah, it really takes. You know, it takes some practice. You know, one of the things I want to be quite clear on is it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's more of a get rich slow scheme.
Right.
I tell our students that we're running a marathon, not a sprint. And these are life-changing skills that you have for life. Mm-hmm. And once you have those skills, you can never be outsourced or downsized. Or, you know, it's incredibly powerful to have the security knowing that you are in control of your own destiny.
Right. You know, I've been over your campus a number of times and see they're doing breaks. What are some of the things that students, you know, they may come up to you and just say, man, I am so surprised to learn.
You know, it's funny. I think one of the things that students are really surprised are is how misleading some of the financial press is and
yeah.
how they tend to tell you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's not, I don't know that it's intentional or anything like that. It's just, you know, people get excited when things go up and you know, it's there's so much misinformation or
sure.
maybe incorrect information out there that leads people to make bad decisions with their investing. I
right.
think they're always surprised by that.
Yeah, the media can certainly put everybody in a tailspin very, very quickly.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, if you think about, human beings are creatures. We're social creatures, you mm-hmm. know, so we can be influenced to our detriment occasionally by others in the investing, and maybe in some other areas of life too, but certainly in the investing area, you know, it pays to be clear thinking and think ahead outside the box, really.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class. You can learn how to trade, invest, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a $500 value, but John's kind enough to give us some free passes here. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you passes this half-day class. And they do these quite a bit throughout the month, so they'll find a date that hopefully will work for you, or you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station the other day, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most – you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever. I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's you know, I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support. But I think it's always great, you know, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, well, first off, there's certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets. People that are real novices to trading and investing, you have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even, that I've used for probably 15 years, you know, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And, I mean, he said, man, he goes, you know, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber,
right,
or, you know, an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.